Ivy League basketball is back, and Ivy Hoops Online is here to cover it for you. Hi, everybody. This is George Clark at Jadwin Gymnasium in Princeton, New Jersey, where the Tigers open the new season tonight with a men's and women's doubleheader, the only one on the schedule this year. In the opener, the Princeton women welcomed the Temple Owls to Jadwin. And while the Owls made a game of it in the early going, the Tigers pulled away in the second half, outscoring the visitors in the last two quarters, 39-24. The final score was 67-49 in a typical Tiger defensive gem. The Berube team opened the season with a quarter that has become emblematic of her teams, yielding single digits as the Tigers cruised to a 20-9 margin after the first period. The Owls came back smartly in the second, however, with a single-digit defensive effort of their own, holding the Tigers to just 8 points while scoring 16 themselves. At the half, Princeton held on to a narrow 28-25 lead. Princeton dominated the second half, asserting its defensive superiority, holding the Owls to 23. Temple was in foul trouble for much of the second half, especially in the fourth period, when the Tigers reached the bonus at the 8:08 mark. Neither team will be proud of its three-point shooting performance this evening. Temple was a ghastly 1 of 20 from deep, while the Tigers were not much better at 1 of 13. Grace Stone finally knocked the lid off with a minute to go in the game. Caitlin Chen was the high scorer for Princeton with 14. Julia Cunningham, a first-team All-Ivy player last year, added 13 with 5 assists. Player of the game honors will go to Ellie Mitchell, the reigning Ivy Defensive Player of the Year, who played 36 minutes, scoring 12 and leading everybody with 15 rebounds, which is, as you all know, her specialty. Coach Berube brought the highly touted Madison St. Rose off the bench early. The rookie played 18 minutes and, perhaps suffering first night jitters, scored just 3 points. Princeton is at home on Friday, entertaining another Big Five foe, the Villanova Wildcats. They won't put their 42-game Ivy League winning streak on the line until New Year's Eve at Harvard. Thanks very much. We'll be back in touch real soon.